views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Live an enlightened and authentic life by standing in your own power. The Silver Gaia Show with Dr. Bree Gibbs and co-host Stephanie Sills brings forth new information supporting the ascension process happening on the planet now. Dr. Bree travels multiple worlds bringing through the unknown ancient knowledge and messages to help you remember who you truly are and live a life with truth, trust, and passion. Now, here are your hosts, Dr. Bree and Stephanie.
Welcome everyone to Silver Guys. So how was your week, Steph?
Oh, good. Busy.
Busy.
Selling my house. Having people come in and out and in and out.
Wow. Yeah. And then a lot of cleansing has to be done.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. So I want to tell you what's been going on with me.
Okay.
So 2 weeks ago, all of a sudden I wasn't traveling.
Ooh, that's not good for you. Well, it doesn't feel good.
No, it was like, what the heck?
Right.
As a multidimensional traveler, you know? I'm going, what the heck? I've been doing this as a little girl.
Right.
All of a sudden, I'm grounded. Mm-hmm. And I thought, wait a minute, this is weird. You know, it used to take crystals and moldavite oil and saging and everything I could to ground. Go grab a tree, lay on the ground, anything, right? Well, then I called upon Gaia, and it was like, okay. She ended up putting 2 cords at the bottom of my feet.
Wow.
Which is really cool.
Right.
So it feels like in the middle of my soul is an anchor.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And everybody has different experiences. So, right. But with me, it's like an anchor, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the first time I felt that. So now I'm 57 years old and I'm not flying all over the universe, right?
Right.
Which at first is kind of lonely feeling, right?
Well, yeah, that's what I would assume.
Because I'm used to going all the time, awake and asleep, right? So I was asking them why, you know, because you're needed on planet to stay on planet, your feet on planet, and your vibration on planet. There's so much transitioning going on in this world right now.
Oh, for sure.
And a lot of people are not paying attention to the signs.
Mm-hmm.
So yesterday was a really tough day for me. I had to call our friend Julian in Chicago, right? And I was almost in tears. And there were times I was in tears.
Right.
I said, what is happening? What's going on, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, we all need help once more,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
And so I'm comfortable in my body. Well, you know, a spiritual being in a physical body, right? I'm comfortable with that, right?
Right.
And that wasn't enough answer for me that I got from somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, wait a minute. And so all of a sudden, she was telling me, you need to merge with Mother.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, I talk to, you know, Mother God's guy all the time, right?
Uh-huh.
And I go, okay. So I ended up merging with her.
Mm-hmm.
I could hear the whales crying and wanting help.
Uh-huh.
Quit throwing garbage in the ocean, right?
Right.
I was talking to my tree outside.
Mm-hmm.
And the tree was saying, tell people that we bleed like other people, like people.
Mm-hmm.
Their sap is their blood.
Mm-hmm.
So and I've always said this, you know, like if you're going to go out and mow your lawn, tell the fairies to move and what you're going to do so you don't hurt them.
Right.
You know, and if you're going to cut on a tree, tell them what you're going to do so they can, you know, numb themselves or whatever they do, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, and then heal the tree.
Right.
Okay. And a lot of people aren't thinking that.
Right.
And it was like yesterday was so intense for me.
Yeah, I can imagine.
And it was like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it was like, a big thing, and we're all doing this big transformation on the planet right now. All of us are. And actually, today, you know, I feel really good. Every day is getting easier. So for 2 weeks, I've been going through this, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like going, okay, I can do this. But I did not know that they were gonna, you know, put my wings or whatever you want to call it,
and
being centered and grounded is the first time,
right?
And I had some itching below my, you know, our navel chakra, right? I thought, what the heck is that? I took this grounding soap and I was just like putting it on my stomach right there and all over where I could. It was like, wow. And it grounded me, right?
Nice.
So in the tub, it was just great. You know, big thing about bathtubs, right?
Right.
And I ended up just going through this transformation yesterday. And I went and looked in my eyes today and I said, now you're you who you are supposed to be.
Uh-huh.
And here's the thing, I'm staying in the I am present.
Right.
That's a big thing.
Oh, that's to me is key to happiness. Be present.
I'm telling you. A lot of people don't get that. It's like, oh, come on, we are gonna be happy. So anyway, we have a special guest today.
Yes, we do.
A young man that I met, right, that was led to reach out to, and he contacted me. Mm-hmm. And I say young man, he's a man. I'm we're older. What can we say, right?
Oh, okay.
So let's introduce him.
All right.
Golden Sun Wolf, are you there?
Hello, hello. Golden Sun.
I am. Hello.
You are there. Here. How are you?
Hey, how are you? I'm great. Thank you for having me on your show. Thank you. Thank you so much.
We're so glad you're here. So you've been on an incredible life journey.
Of course, I have.
Can you tell us a little bit about what you've had to go through to get where you are now?
Are we talking about the past 4 years, or are we talking about since the beginning of this body?
Well, what I want to talk about is the beginning of the body that you're in now. And, you know, before the four years. And the embodiment, that the balance of the masculine and feminine energies of you.
So I'm 39 years old. I was born in East LA, born in 1977 in a female body.
Okay.
I grew up as a Jehovah Witness.
Wow.
19 years of my life.
Wow.
That's a piece I don't share a lot with a lot of people.
But I think it's important that you are sharing that, mm-hmm, because a lot of us come from different backgrounds.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely.
So I'm really glad. And our show is all about being your true authentic self. So that's great. So you grew up as a Jehovah Witness. And then something switched in you. What switched to make you start?
After there, from being a Jehovah Witness, I went into, we all have to tap into that dark shadow side of us.
Right.
And that's what I did. I did that from the age of 19 to literally till I moved here to Washington State 12
mm-hmm.
years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So that would put me at the age of 27.
Mm-hmm.
And I got lost in everything. I studied all types of religions because I was finding the truth. I was so angry with God. I was so fueled with so much anger and so much pain and resentment.
Mm-hmm.
But I had no idea that it was from growing up, from being a Jehovah Witness, but also from having the ability to see so much.
Right.
Everybody telling me that I was crazy, that couldn't be possible that I was seeing that it couldn't be possible that I was looking at extraterrestrials, that it wasn't possible that I was looking at fairies or shadow walkers or anything like that.
Wow.
So for me, it was disappointment, you know? And
right.
So
uh-huh.
when you're told that you're not supposed to be seeing that, what do? You turn
right.
it off and you basically become numb. And so when I moved here because when I was 10 years old, I came to visit family over in Eastern Washington. And something in me said that I needed to live here as I was older. This was going to be my place of evolution.
Right.
You know, of transformation.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I moved here 12 years ago, there was a sense of coming home and a sense of peace.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did that. And then 6 years passed by, and I end up having my son Briar, that's 6 years old now. And that kind of shifted things for me a little, but not enough for me to say that I was quote unquote awake and walking my path yet.
Mm-hmm.
So in March of 2012, I had a motorcycle accident. At that motorcycle accident, nothing happened to me, but my Harley was totaled.
Uh-huh.
I ended up in a patch of grass.
Oh, wow.
And not a scratch on me or anything. And when I got up, I remember taking my helmet off, laughing, and saying these words were the catalyst for my transformation. I am invincible.
Wow.
And when I said I am invincible, I knew that something huge was going to happen in order for my ego to be humbled. And literally 2 months from when I said that, 2 months later, I was hit with divorce papers from my ex. And it was crazy. It was, these 4 years were life-changing for me.
Mm-hmm. After an accident like that, we're gonna have to quick break, but after an accident like that, that would be life-changing. Something in your life had to say, okay, stop, look, and pay attention to what's happening to you. I want you to keep a hold of that. We're gonna go to a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Lemon is a licensed massage practitioner and has owned her practice in Kent, Washington since 1998. Through her own personal life experiences, she's been guided to many different natural healing modalities. After experiencing the benefits, she became certified in modalities allowing her to share them with those interested. Schedule your private session with Jamie today at kentmassage.com or call 253-332-7318.
Dr. Bree Gibbs is a fourth-generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration and conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Bree works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Bree's services and products, visit silvergaia.net. That's silver, G-A-I-A.net.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Crystal Voyage, located in Tacoma, Washington, is here to help guide your personal journey of awakening and raising your personal vibration. Tap into their on-site practitioners to choose from personalized readings, massage therapy, Reiki and energy healings, body-mind kinesis, life coaching, and many more modalities. Check out their store, showcasing an extensive array of crystals, stones, jewelry, books, and more. They also promote a network of readers offering animal communication, past life regression, aura cleaning and healing, channeled messages, numerology, and so much more. Visit their website at www.crystalvoyage.com to learn more.
The Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light Shamanic Healer Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds and brings forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific for the Silver Gaia Show and live the authentic life.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Welcome back, everyone, to Silver Guys. So our special guest today is Golden Sun Wolf. So let's go back to where we left off, Golden Sun, is you had the motorcycle accident, and that was a big awakening for you.
Oh, of course. It was a great awakening, but there was something, when I said that, something in me knew that there was something great that was going to happen. mm-hmm. in my life. I don't remember. I remember seeing the Prius hit me, but I don't remember. I didn't remember the in-between of being literally lifted off by angels and carried onto this spot of grass. I don't remember that. And I didn't uh-huh. remember that right there and then until mm-hmm. a few years after when I realized what had happened to me. So what had happened to me is that I'm a walk-in soul.
So when did that happen, your walk-in, pardon me?
I walked in and when that motorcycle accident happened, March of 2012.
Okay.
And so there was always this sense of like, everything's going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's going to be okay. And so through everything that I went, the trials and tribulations that I went through and the lessons that I went through, there was always this calmness and this peace, like, it's going to be fine. This is necessary. This is fine. This is necessary. And not until literally 2 years ago that I knew that I was a walking soul.
Oh, wow.
Because there is no memories of it or anything at all. And mm-hmm. so I finally asked and I said, there's something, something's off. Something's off because there was this, I was starting to feel like I didn't belong. The body from that divorce, the body had become, I was becoming transformed in a different way physiologically, mm-hmm. everything. The body was changing. There was a structure of the body was changing. The DNA was changing. There was an evolution happening in my body and I didn't understand. But ever mm-hmm. since I was little, I knew that I was born in a wrong body. So, so I knew that I was always in the wrong body. I knew that I wasn't supposed to be female, that I was supposed to be male, but I came in into a female body. Obviously, they weren't expecting for me to have a child. That was the twist.
Right.
You know?
And I'm sure you brought a very special child through.
Yeah, yes, definitely. He's very special for sure. And everything that I do is for him and it's because I love everybody. And
I know you do.
And so when this transformation happened in my body, I finally decided to where I was in a place where there was this chaos happening with my spirit and my body. Mm-hmm. I wasn't communicating any longer. And so I made the physical decision to transition from female to male. And so I went to my doctor and we did a plan and so it's been the evolution of the male into the female into the male body has been about a year and like 3 months.
Oh, okay.
And so it's I feel at home with this body now.
Mm-hmm.
There's this piece that resonates in my body and there's a clearer communication, but there's these old aspects of the previous soul that are still here that I am working through karma, basically, you know, the emotional pain body and things that I need to be let go mm-hmm. from past traumas of childhood and mm-hmm. adulthood, you know? And so there's always this constant evolution, this constant transition and transformation going on.
Right.
And it's sometimes it's not an easy one. You know, when you're making this transformation, this transition from female to male, your body physiologically changes. You know, so your skin gets thicker. Your bones get wider, your hips go in. I mean, these joints, it's like I'm going to puberty all over again. You know, the change of your voice, the hair, I mean, just your bone structure, your face structure, just everything. And And so there's this constant evolution going on, this grind beam and evolution going on, which really allows me to see, to experience both, to have an understanding and ability to understand both the male and the female, which brings me into this aspect of like greater compassion. You know,
and I'm glad to hear that, because that's the one thing that's so needed on the planet right now is compassion for others that are going through transition, whether it be as what you went through or even our own transformational states. So that's great. So this has been only going on for a year and a half, you said?
Yes, the evolution from the female to the male body.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. Okay, so as a walk-in, explain a little bit about that to us. When
a walking soul is basically the previous soul that was born with this body, that incarnated into this body, had an agreement with me, a soul contract, saying, "Guess what, buddy? I'm gonna live in this body from the date of conception or before birth." Into the age of 34.
Okay.
And then you're gonna come into the body. You're gonna come in the body, but that doesn't mean that you're gonna take over the body yet.
Right.
So it's basically two souls working in conjunction with a body until the other soul, the first soul, is ready to leave. That usually doesn't happen with all walk-ins. Majority of the walk-ins that I've talked to have literally walked in and the other souls walked out.
Right.
That didn't happen with me. So the first aspect, the first soul, the name of the first soul is his name is Gabriel, Two-Spirit Light Wolf.
Okay.
You know? And so the second aspect, the second soul, his name is Golden Sun Wolf. And so what literally happened is that we're evolving together and not integrated like we should be, because I didn't have the resources that I have now.
Right.
The knowledge that I have now of understanding of what was truly happening to me. So there was this constant war in my body.
Right.
I didn't know why.
Mm-hmm.
But hearing two souls speaking, and then on top of that, the body, and like my body is in war. And so not until I found out that I was a walking soul, when everything was like, oh, here goes, I'm a walking soul. I need to integrate this soul. I need to allow the soul to exist, or allow it to be in peace and observe until it's supposed to take over this body. And so when I did that, TMJ that I had left, stopped, because my nervous system went, okay, we know what we're going through. All right, we can live through this. Fine.
Right.
And not until this year is when the biggest transformations happened. This year, March 25th of this year is when Two-Spirit White Wolf left, the first soul left, and I basically stopped being an observer and became the driver of the body. And it was because an Incan shaman came into my life. She came into my life and she basically said, we need to call in your soul. Your soul is not completely in. This is what's going on with your body.
Right.
And so what happened, she called in Golden Sun Wolf and Two-Spirit White Wolf left. After this emotional ceremony of making this beautiful grandmother drum and a breakup, left. And then two months later, May 21st, is when a Siberian shaman friend of mine said, I need to integrate you. What does that mean? It means I have to call in your first soul, Two-Spirit White Wolf, because it's your inner child. You can't
operate without your
inner child. You cannot operate without your inner child. So she basically called in the first soul, Two-Spirit White Wolf, and she said, okay, you're the inner child. We need to put you into this body take out Golden Sun Wolf, allow you to integrate into your body and feel comfortable in that body again. And so she did that, and then she pulled out Two Spirit White Wolf and put in Golden Sun Wolf and allowed that to feel comfortable and integrated. And then she integrated both of them together. And it brought this sense of balance and peace into the body. And this is when the biggest transformations came in physiologically. Physiologically, I mean, if you see my pictures from March and May to now, completely different person. Completely
yeah, I've never seen that. So, wow. So that's a transformation you went through. That's just amazing. We're going to have to take a quick break. And we'll be back with more Sunny. I almost said Sunny instead. Golden Sun. Well, he's going to kick my behind one day. And the Silver Guy Show. So we'll be right back in just a few minutes.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
Dr. Brie Gibbs is a fourth-generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration and conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Brie works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Brie's services and products, visit silvergaia.net. That's silver, G-A-I-A.net.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Jamie Lemon is a licensed massage practitioner and has owned her practice in Kent, Washington since 1998. Through her own personal life experiences, she's been guided to many different natural healing modalities. After experiencing the benefits, she became certified in modalities allowing her to share them with those interested. Schedule your private session with Jamie today at kentmassage.com or call 253-332-7318.
The Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light Shamanic Healer Brie Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds and brings forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Brie as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific for the Silver Gaia Show and live the authentic life.
Crystal Voyage, located in Tacoma, Washington, is here to help guide your personal journey of awakening and raising your personal vibration. Tap into their on-site practitioners to choose from personalized readings, massage therapy, Reiki and energy healings, body-mind kinesis, life coaching, and many more modalities. Check out their store, showcasing an extensive array of crystals, stones, jewelry, books, and more. They also promote a network of readers offering animal communication, past life regression, aura cleaning and healing, channeled messages, numerology, and so much more. Visit their website at www.crystalvoyage.com to learn more.
Wow, welcome back, everyone. During the break, we do... laughing with Golden Sun Wolf. Mm-hmm. He's hilarious. I was called Sunny. What can I say? So, Golden Sun, you there? Let's get back to this. Are you back in your body?
Yes. I'm back in my body.
Okay, good. I'm not leaving for us. So the thing with the transformation that you went through, you went through a physical, and you're very comfortable with who you are now, which I'm really happy for you. And the other thing is you went through a very spiritual transformation.
Yes.
And can you explain a little bit about that to us, please?
The spiritual transformation was this sudden awakening of this ancient knowledge that has just been pouring through me. And I'm talking about Egyptian, Lemurian, right. Avalon, the Essene, Gnostic. I mean, all types of knowledge of earth knowledge.
Right.
So not knowledge from the stars, but from stuff that has been brought to earth.
Right.
You know? And so the spiritual awakening has been tremendous, and the amplification of the gifts are, I don't know how to describe it, other than there's this deep sense of knowing.
Right. Mm-hmm. I know with me, remembering the beginning and the middle times and the ending times of Lemuria, my time there. And as this new transformation that's happened with me in the last couple of weeks, and I was listening to the whales, and I don't know if you heard about this in the beginning, that I was actually listening to the whales yesterday. But they are the record keepers for Lemuria. And they hold mm-hmm. all the knowledge. And, you know, about 4 years ago, yeah, it's been 4 years ago, we did the release of the Matrix hook,
right?
And mm-hmm. that the goddess is placed here thousands of years ago, right? Mm-hmm. At the ending times mm-hmm. of Lemuria, so anchor and hold the energy of love here. Mm-hmm. And then after we released it, all the whales started coming in. And so yesterday mm-hmm. I was hearing them, and I was just crying with them. And, you know, it's like, be careful when you step on a blade of grass, it hurts. You know, it's kind of like walk around on the sidewalks. I mean, it was just like all these intense emotions that I've gone through. Have you gone through that also then?
Yes, actually, you know, so I have to tell you that Two-Spirit White Wolf is from Syria.
Okay.
Syrian is from Syria. It's from the star, the blue star,
right.
Syria. And Golden Sun Wolf is literally from the sun.
Oh, wow.
So I operate in those two vibrations.
So you operate in the starseed system and you operate in the sun system. Wow.
And so I know that the whales, that the mm-hmm. dolphins, and that the wolves are the earth keepers.
Yes.
The ancient knowledge. And I know that the whales and the dolphins and the wolves come from Sirius.
Mm-hmm.
So the understanding that I know is that the Pleiades sisters, the seven sisters, made a call, and the Syrians answered, the wolf answered, and said, guess what? We're going to go down to earth, we're going to teach our teachings, and we're going to make a way for you in order for you to come down. And so that's what happened. I was one of the people that was chosen to come down.
So you're telling me the Pleiadian seven sisters got together to have you brought down?
Yeah. The Syrians had to make the way. Syrians had to make a way for the Palladians. And so this is where we're talking about. Some people call it the fall.
Right.
The Syrians came down, and they DNA with the humanoids that were here. You know, because we wanted to help them when we wanted to. We wanted to help them. We wanted to love them this much. And so in order for the Pleiades sisters to come down, that's what happened. Somebody needed to make the way in order for them to bring the knowledge to make things right.
So that is, okay, so the seven sisters, they started also with the seven groups. So are you talking about the seven different groups of the sisters, or just the seven sisters themselves?
The Palladians,
period. Right, right, right. Right. So the Pleiadians, that's called the Seven Sisters. This had like one group, another group, and another one. So, but just the total Seven Sisters got together to bring you down. Wow.
Yeah. Hmm. You know, and that's the knowledge that I know. You know, this is the knowledge that I know and that I navigate through. And it steered me, it has steered me in the right path to finding people that I need to walk this road.
Right.
So
right.
Obviously, you know, my knowing is my knowing, and I respect everybody's knowing and understanding.
No, I was just different. Right. No, you know? I understand. I was trying to understand it all. So,
you know, I had a dream or a vision at one time, and in my vision, and you know, you're talking about the Syrian, and I was shown this is where I'm from.
Right.
And but it just clicked in my head that it was a Pleiadian that showed me where I was from.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just pointing up and going, you're from there. You're from here.
Right.
So, yeah. That's
yeah. Wow. So you call yourself an intuitive adventurer. Explain that one to me.
That's interesting.
The intuitive adventurer, I believe that love is an adventure from spirit. So that's why I call myself the intuitive adventurer, because the adventurer goes and seeks.
Mm-hmm.
Seeks for that, for the spirit. Seeks spirit and looks for spirit in every way that it can be or manifest. So basically it's the intuitive adventurer is not a limiting title, because adventure is everything.
Mm-hmm.
Adventure doesn't restrict itself to one road, one condition, one energy, or anything.
Correct.
You know, and so that's why the intuitive adventurer. Intuition is everything. It's what we operate through, and the adventure is everything. All and everything. So it's encompassing everything.
And so you also lift the veil of illusion.
Mm-hmm.
I'm reading your bio here, to lead people to their truth. How do you help them do that?
So many people consider me the name Golden Sun Wolf. It's my shaman name.
Right.
And so I can trace back the knowledge and the healing that I bring forth all the way to the Mayan. To the Mayan culture and to a Mayan king called Kulkulkan. Some people call him Quetzalcoatl, the feathered serpent.
Mm-hmm.
So this is where my knowledge comes from, my healing knowledge comes from. And the illusion is that we walk in an illusion. And there's a veil that's put in front of our eyes when we are when we grow up, basically. Especially in the United States, there's this culture of restricting who you are.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be who you are when you go to school, because you're programmed to basically go to work 8 to 5, work 5 days a week, not work for yourself, but work for others. And but there's this limiting belief of who you are and how powerful you are. And so when I lift that illusion, is basically showing you your truth.
Mm-hmm.
I basically become this perfect mirror for you and show you how truly beautiful you really are, and allow you to claim your birthright of love. You know, we're conditioned to not receive love or not to give love.
Right.
Unfortunately. And so my biggest mission is to bring love to everybody and to show them how truly powerful and how truly powerful love is in your life, and how truly powerful it is when you ignite that fire of love again within yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And how transformative it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I basically came down to set the world on fire with love.
Okay.
And
Well, for my Facebook response, you sure doing a really good job at it. That's all I can really say. I mean, you really said a good job. I've done a good job. I mean, everyone's really excited about the show today. So your mission in life is what I'm getting is love. And that's so important that we all have that love energy in us.
To shine.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's personally my mission is to let everybody know you shine.
And that one little bit of spark that you put into them.
Yeah.
And so, you know, there's so much. So that's great. So we're going to have to take a short break here in just a second. So I wanted to get over. So you came in as a walk-in or came to the earth with one soul. You're dealing with two souls right now that are they weave together, intertwined together?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. All right. So we're going to take a short break. I'll be right back with more of the Silver Guy Show and Golden Sun Wolf. See you in a few seconds.
Brand consultant Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help you take control of your future and maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're an individual trying to reinvent yourself and launch a new venture, or you're an executive trying to reposition your company to modernize your sales and marketing programs, Jen Morgan and the RAD Method empower you to play to your strengths and show up in the world as your most powerful brand. To learn more, go to jenmorgan.com. That's Jen with two N's, Morgan.com, or call 206-972-5366.
Dr. Bree Gibbs is a fourth-generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration and conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Bree works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Bree services and products, visit silvergaia.net. That's silvergaia.net.
Crystal Voyage, located in Tacoma, Washington, is here to help guide your personal journey of awakening and raising your personal vibration. Tap into their on-site practitioners to choose from personalized readings, massage therapy, Reiki and energy healings, body-mind kinesis, life coaching, and many more modalities. Check out their store, showcasing an extensive array of crystals, stones, jewelry, books, and more. They also promote a network of readers offering animal communication, past life regression, aura cleaning and healing, channeled messages, numerology, and so much more. Visit their website at www.crystalvoyage.com to learn more.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit LynnBrownEvent.com. That's LynnBrownEvent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
The Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light Shamanic Healer Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds and brings forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific for the Silver Gaia Show and live the authentic life.
Jamie Lemon is a licensed massage practitioner and has owned her practice in Kent, Washington since 1998. Through her own personal life experiences, she's been guided to many different natural healing modalities. After experiencing the benefits, she became certified in modalities allowing her to share them with those interested. Schedule your private session with Jamie today at kentmassage.com or call 253-332-7318.
Everyone, let's get back to Golden Sun Wolf. Hey, Golden Sun Wolf, I got one question for you.
Okay.
With the veil thinning and it's thinning every day more and more, How do people stay in their true authentic self?
Well, so when, because the cell is becoming more thinner, there's more chaos. And so what people need to understand, in order for us to evolve, there needs to be a revolution and there needs to be chaos. And so what I really am encouraging new people is to stay in a place of love and stay of, mm-hmm. in a place of peace and balance, because one, there is no fear in love.
Correct.
Right? And so people are feeling this fear because of walking into the unknown. It's these inner child, it's these inner children that are freaking out, because now we're going from a place of quote unquote, we know how to predict what's going on, to mm-hmm. an unknown territory. So that's scary. That's
right.
Scary. And we're talking about people's inner child that are stuck to a certain age because of past life traumas and these life traumas. You know, mm-hmm. and so it's so important that we grab that inner child, that little child in us, and say, guess what? We're safe. And guess
right.
what? You're loved. Guess
right.
what? I'm not going to abandon you. I'm not going to leave you behind. We're going to work this together because I want you to evolve. I cannot operate without you. And
right.
what I'm really encouraging people is that, guess what? I wouldn't be here and I couldn't be myself if it wasn't for you, if it wasn't for Stephanie, if it wasn't for my fiance, if it wasn't for everybody on this world, because they're all aspects of me and we're all aspects of each other. So I couldn't be my true authentic self without every single one of you guys here.
Right.
And it's because we're all love.
Right. Right. So being an aspect of me, isn't that invading though somebody else's energy though?
Weaving in somebody else's aspect.
So you're saying that you're an aspect of Stephanie, an aspect of me, and other people on this planet. Isn't that invading somebody's energy though?
No, because we're all perfect mirrors of each other. So if we look at each other as perfect mirrors,
uh-huh.
then there's no invasion of energy. But we have to remember that we are love. And the first thing that we have to do is take care of ourselves.
Right.
So because somebody's a perfect mirror of me, it doesn't mean that I have to absorb the energy. I can see the perfect mirror and they can be the catalyst for me, but
mm-hmm.
I don't have to take on the energy. And
correct.
this is where the chaos happens.
And that's
so
why I wanted to make sure that.
People
yeah,
go around taking on kids. Definitely. Taking on other people's energy. And this is where the chaos and the stuff happens.
Right, because you don't want to go through that the veil on them and taking on their chaos, their junk. And that's why I want to make sure that you're, you know, I always make sure every mirrors, you know, get those mirrors
yes,
up.
Yes.
You know. I'm sorry, you know, I'm not taking, you know, gonna weave in with you or weave in with other people, because I'm here to do my own journey, but it is of love also. But, you know, I really want to thank you for being on this show.
Yes, thank you.
Golden Sun, it's been a great pleasure having you, and I'm sure we're going to have you on the show again very soon. And, you know, just thank you very much, and our listeners were able to hear you today. So how can they get a hold of you?
So my website is goldensunwolfhealing@weebly.com.
Uh-huh.
I am also on Facebook. I am on Instagram and Twitter. I'm going back on Periscope again. You can send me an email at goldensunwolf222@gmail.com, or you can give me a phone call. You know, I'm always available on my phone. My phone number is 253-606-9318. There's many ways to get a hold of me, so look up Golden Sunwolf and I will pop up in any way you can think of. So
okay, great. Well, thank you so much.
I want to say
yes
I want to say thank you so much for having me on the air, and I'm truly humbled, and I hope that I was an inspiration for others,
That oh, I'm sure you were.
Yeah, thank yourself. And all I want to say is thank you for both of you for doing the work that you do. And,
oh, thank you.
I'm a good fan. I'm a great fan. I'm a great fan.
Well, so you know what? Thank you so much. And I will be seeing you on Sunday.
Yes. Have a beautiful day.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Wow, wasn't that fun?
Yeah.
That's great. So having him on today. So, you know, I want to talk about the thinning of veil though.
Mm-hmm.
Because when Pepper Lewis and I were talking, mm-hmm. you know, said it has to go a little bit better before it gets worse, right? Mm-hmm. But you know what also I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Things are getting better where people are not paying attention to it.
Right. Right.
So, like, you know, I was shifting and revolving in my house, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm used to living in the mountains.
Right.
Away from everybody, right? So what did I do? I get curtains that look like redwood forest, right? Mm-hmm. You know, all sorts of things have changed my house, right? So I'm comfortable in my Victorian home.
Mm-hmm.
I can't turn it into a log cabin, which would look kind of cool though, but mm-hmm. I'm in the middle of the city in Tacoma, right? So anyway, but I'm like going, wait a minute, we can do all this. We can get these things where the veil is thin and be happy.
Mm-hmm.
So here's what I'm going to suggest.
Well, if you're not happy, why are you doing it?
That's what I'm wondering too.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, if you can't be happy, forget it. So the one thing I'm going to suggest, and I've been telling people, every day, write 5 things down that you have gratitude for, you're happy
mm-hmm.
for, right?
Mm-hmm.
Thankful for, right? The other thing is, make sure that you're totally grounded. Actually, I have to admit, I like being in control of my consciousness now.
Right.
That's a first.
Mm-hmm. Lucky.
I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm.
But I still get my messages,
right.
But I don't have to leave no more.
Right.
So that's a really
uh-huh.
cool kind of
uh-huh.
thing. For me,
right,
because everybody thought I was this fluttering fairy everywhere, and you know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm so grounded now,
right,
that I'm enjoying it, and
mm-hmm.
every day it's getting stronger, every minute it's getting stronger.
Mm-hmm.
And sitting here, and I'm not having to worry about you pulling me back in,
mm-hmm.
and we only have a couple minutes left, so we have to get this done real quick, but
well, you know, can you, you know, I want the listeners to know that. Get out there and put your love into Gaia.
Oh yeah.
And this will help you through the thinning of the
Well,
veil.
Tell them how you're doing that.
I was told maybe a year ago, year and a half ago,
mm-hmm.
You know, to use my hands in the ground, put my hands in the ground, not only my feet, my hands, and just shove the love in. And, you know, I would do that once in a while, but the last 3 weeks, 2 weeks
mm-hmm.
that I've been called every time, put your hands in the ground, put your hands.
Good.
So I listen to him.
Well, I have some exciting news.
What?
I'm bringing it out.
Okay.
On November 28th,
mm-hmm.
the Sober Guy Academy will be on Transformation Talk Radio.
Nice.
At 11 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Pepper Lewis will be on there with me.
Great.
And she'll be on the second Monday of each month.
Okay.
And then on fourth Monday, we're going to have other master teachers.
Oh.
And we're just bring them on over here onto the Sober Guy Show also. So you can be able to talk to them.
Yeah, okay.
So I want to thank everyone for joining us today. It's
yes.
been a great day. You guys think about something to make yourself happy.
Yep.
And try to stay grounded because actually, like I said, I'm 57 and it's working finally for me. So we'll see you next week.
Yeah.
Enjoy the week and God's blessings.
You've been listening to The Silver Gaia Show. New energy has made its mark. Illuminate the human race. Join Dr. Bree Gibbs and Stephanie Sills each week, Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific and Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Each show is designed to share and discuss timely key messages and truths. Dr. Bree brings forth gods and goddesses, ascended masters, and others to communicate the information our world needs. For more about Dr. Bree or the Silver Gaia Show, visit silvergaia.net, and we'll see you next time.
The views of the guests and the callers on the preceding program do not necessarily reflect the views of the Silver Gaia Show.